My name is Jacqueline Babatuan. I'm from Kauhagan Island. I am kilter. I put my kilt under the big tree hanging up together with my neighbor. She also making a kilt. All kilters going to main kilt house. Sometimes I'm going there.
The quilt house is where the quilt makers come to get fabric and supplies. It's where they come to learn to quilt, or if they need help or advice, they come. They can come and quilt at the quilt house, and many do, but you also see women and men almost anywhere on the island quilting. I'm Dana Jones. I'm from Gilpin County, Colorado. And over the past 3 years or so, I've had an opportunity to learn about the Kauhagan quilts and then to be invited to the island and encouraged, and finally did write a book that's about the quilts and the quilt makers of Kauhagan Island. I want to give you a couple stats of the island to be sure you have them. It's 13 acres. It is home to approximately 600 residents, and about 120 residents make quilts. The sale of the quilts accounts for a third of the island's income.
My name is Akiyama. I'm Japanese, and I've been in the publishing business, and about 25 years ago, I happened to find a beautiful island in the Philippines, and I fall in love and started to live there. And first I thought I just relax, you know, I enjoy my life. But many people said, you know, we should help them to make a good society. So we try to help the education and also the medical care or something like that. And now is the, I think, the, you know, people in the Kauhagan and getting more happier. And then so I really would like to continue the lifestyle of the Kauhagan and make the Indi Kauhagan very a kind of model community for the future of the world.
My name is Junko Yoshikawa.私は日本でパッチワークの学校の先生をしてたんですけども、
My wife has been teaching the quilting in Japan.
先山の
And then she just would like to let the people of the Kauhagan do the quilting.
Junko came from Japan. She had been the executive director of Hearts and Hands Patchwork School in Tokyo, a very well-known art and craft training program. And when she came to Kauhagan, she wanted to share that. Junko's does not make quilts. She teaches art and quilt making. So I think important to the project on Kauhagan is the way in which she brought it was not to say, here's a quilt, make a quilt like mine, make it my way, but rather, here's what a quilt is, here's how you piece, here's how you applique, here's how you do the quilt stitching. And then the people began to create quilts that were from their life and their hearts using the concepts that Junko brought.
I will have my own design. I'm thinking about my design from my heart. Coconut trees, anything, bird, dog, cat, and the oceans.
So 25 years ago, actually, they are very much self-dependent and never used the cash at the time, you know. And they wanted to have something, you know. So we started to make some kind of income sources, you know. And since I've been a publisher, so I wrote a book, and many people read the book, wanted to come to Kauhagan. So we have a very small hotel there. And then, you know, the quilting is started, you know. And so gradually income is coming in. The people of the Kauhagan is poorest people in the world, but they are very happy. Why? One of the reasons is because we have still have a very beautiful natural environment. And we can get many things from them, like fishes and shells and clean waters and sunlight and comfortable breeze, you know. So then they are getting many, many things from nature, and they thanks for that. we want to have something and buy in the market, we never thanks for that, you know. But they really thanks for that. And then they share these with all the people in the island. So I think these things is very important, you know, for their happiness, you know. So now we are doing what we try to keep the natural environment. And also we like to keep the way of their life with the natural environment.
Fish stocks have decreased in the Philippines. They have a marine sanctuary that they've established, but the ability to feed your family from the sea, which was never maybe even fully adequate, is less adequate now than it was. And so that cash income is important to supplement the diet. It's important for school. The island has first through sixth grade school, and if students want to continue with what we would call middle high school and college, they have to go off island. And while there's public schools, you have to pay room and board on other islands. So if you have some cash income, your children can continue school on other islands.